Unit 18, Long Distance Running. Training for a long distance race, a person must be willing to rigorously work to ensure they are healthy for race day, whether it is a marathon you are running or a more moderate 11-mile run, going in without training can cause serious injury and pain. Professional runners typically have secret training methods that they are unwilling to divulge. Divulge to their competitors, as each one is a bit different from the next. There are many different types of races across various distances. Some are run in a corroborative manner in which competitors work with teammates to finish the race as quickly as possible. Others are run by an individual who races against the clock to get the best time. Special racing clubs are put together to organize races all year round and require members to pay a premium once a month. Other clubs are organized just for fun, and paying to be a member is redundant. Redundant, since they already have the funds to support its members. Leading up to race day, many competitors feel a great deal of anxiety for the task at hand. They get nervous that all their hard work and effort will go to waste if they do not finish the race. It is therefore important to stretch, eat carbohydrates the night before, and get a good night's sleep before the event. Though these foods make some people get fat, typical marathon runners appear emaciated. Since they burn so many calories during a single race. For these runners, watching what they eat is negligible, since it is difficult for them to put on weight. Before professional races, all participants are tested for traces of performance-enhancing drugs in their system through drug tests. If the results yields negative results, a runner may be disqualified from the race entirely. During the race, competitors entrust that the officials will carefully observe what is going on. Runners may race forward through gusting winds, pouring rain, and blistering heat in order to reach the finish line. Many racers commit penalties in order to get ahead of the competition, and if they go unpunished, the results may be contested. Of course, those who commit such penalties try and refute claims against them so that they will not be punished.